Thanks, AB. We'll look forward to that. Matter of fact, we've got more coming up, too, in sports and information with Nicky Lundberg. Nick Lundberg will be here as we talk about the Pistons and some other great things, maybe a Lions draft recap as well. But right now, it's Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard, who's called upon across the country and around the world for security issues. And though he's not directly involved in what took place at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, he is certainly able to offer his opinion on a few things. And Michael, my friend, I feel sorry for the Secret Service and all those involved, because they're already being second-guessed and damned if they do, damned if they don't. Have you noticed?
Yeah, that seems to be a popular trend. Everybody that sits at home and watches social media videos of it knows what they would have done different and better.
which is just laughable. It's laughable. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't things that could have been done better. One of the things that could have been done better is the Democrats could get off their butts and put Homeland Security back on the job and give them the funding they deserve. That they hold some responsibility for, the Homeland Security.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think people ought to vote their conscience, but not hold up funding for critical activity. You know, so vote no if you don't want to support the bill, you don't want to support the funding, and let the chips fall where they may. Obviously, Secret Service and other folks are under that funding. They ought to be paid.
Yeah, they ought to be paid. And I've said it before, from my experience from many, many, many years ago, being with a variety of presidents and therefore being with a variety of Secret Service people, I remember much heavier protection in the past. And I don't know if it's because of cuts in funding or staffing or what, but there are questions like, for example, why weren't there Secret Service people in the stairwells? I mean, that was normal. I used to run into them with machine guns in the stairwells because that was a way of egress and a way of ingress. Is that the other word? It was something that was always covered. Why wasn't the security outside, the parameter being larger? There's always room for questions and wondering. What are some of your thoughts? Here's the other one. Why isn't the guy dead? I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I think indicates there's something going on here we're not totally talking about yet.
Well, I think there's a couple things going on. So a lot of people are questioning, how does somebody get into a hotel with a weapon where the president's to be? Now, think about it. There's hotels all across Washington where different cabinet members and even presidents visit different meetings or conventions that are in place. If you had to screen every guest of that hotel, how far back do you go? The day before the event, they get screened? Or do you go back a week or 2 weeks? How long people are staying? Did the rooms get individually scanned and screened? So there's literally almost an assumption of risk if you're going to a hotel, that there are some areas that you don't have eyes into and you don't have complete verification of what's in there. And so then they make a determination of how they secure the inner perimeter, the middle perimeter, and the far perimeter, typically. And so what happens in a situation like that is you keep them at all costs from A, bringing something large like a vehicle into the venue, which they had heavy security outside to do that. And then you make sure your inner perimeter is secured, that no one can breach that. This guy attempted to and was stopped. So that part worked. Are they going to do an after action and say, were all the posts that should have been manned, manned? Did they have the stairwells and the doors typically properly secured? Oh, they're going to look into that. But in terms of that outer screening point, that worked as it was supposed to. You don't get past it. And how he wasn't shot doesn't surprise me. I actually took the video, slowed it down. He's running at absolute top speed through police officers. And, you know, the fact that he wasn't hit, if the Secret Service were firing at him, doesn't surprise me. A moving target at that speed in a very confined space. I wouldn't actually be even surprised that the Secret Service that was shot was struck by friendly fire. So I think the inner security did what it was supposed to do, stop them from getting inside the actual ballroom. And, you know, everything else has to obviously be examined. But No one got hurt other than the Secret Service agent that was struck by a round from whoever fired that. And no one inside was hurt. So that's a W. Does it mean you still don't look at things more importantly and after action? 100%. They're going to look at everything in the, as they should.
That's a W. That's a win. You're absolutely right. And you and I don't mind saying it, during this action, you and I were comparing notes, and we both kind of came up with the idea that must have been friendly fire as a very strong possibility. Because if he were blazing guns and shooting at the Secret Service, I think they would have taken him down in a second. So we're going to find out more as time goes on. And 1 o'clock hour or around that time, he will be on television and in court, and we'll see what the story is there. Anything else, Michael?
Yeah, I just think they let the real information come out and play out. They'll do ballistics on the rounds that were fired. They'll do ballistics on the weapons he was carrying. All that will be irrefutable to determine, you know, how many rounds, if any, he fired, how many rounds Secret Service or police fired, if any. You know, all the weapons that were discharged will be tested. So let's just let that take its course, and we'll figure that out. But again, the fact of the matter is nobody was seriously hurt with someone who was intent on killing as many people as he could.
Yeah.
You know, when you've got a lone wolf that has the intention and is willing to travel across the country to hurt or kill people, those situations sometimes don't come to the attention, and you have to catch them with the net you have around the event, and that's what happened.
As you said, no matter how you look at it, this was a W. This was a win for the incredible Secret Service, even though the Democrats have kept their hands tied behind their back and won't give the money to Homeland Security that it deserves and needs. And the Democrats better start looking in mirrors because of their rhetoric and their withholding of the money that these guys need to do their job the best they can. Appreciate you, as always, Michael. And we'll talk again soon, I hope, under better circumstances.
Indeed, my friend. You have a great day.
Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard on WJR.